One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
It is absolutely necessary that we all get together, we work together, we respect each other, we like and love each other.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but hardly duplicated, 37, no, make that 38 plus years now, of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think 32 font. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion and an award-winning boxing writer. So supposedly, allegedly, I know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? The average fan, you buy the pay-per-views, you know a little bit more. So I open up the toll-free at the top of each hour of WBC TV. Right here. If you want to impart, you can. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Now, the four more popular non-committal way of getting a hold of me is the text line. You can text me here in the studio. I won't bark at you. 415-275-1613. That's right. The studio text line, once again, 415-275-1613. We're hours away, for us, from Regis Progress, the WBC 140-pound champion, junior welterweight champion, of course, fighting out of Texas. Good-looking kid, got a bad mouth on him. We'll hear from him a little bit later. But the bottom line is, he's only lost once. Of course, he lost to Josh Taylor when he went across the pond and lost in the UK. So he's only had that one loss. He is the WBC champion, coming off a good win. He's looking good these days as far as his overall mechanics are concerned. And I think that the fact that he had to fight Josh Thompson in another continent, I think that played a role in it. Bottom line is, we'll hear about him. We'll hear from him. We'll hear from Ali. We'll hear from a whole bunch of different guys. But the bottom line is, Socrates Palmer will join us after the break. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
At
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Just before the fight, I'm looking at him and the man's giving his instructions. I said, sucker, you are in trouble tonight. You are fighting the greatest fight of all times. You heard I was the greatest. Like you just said, you heard this, now you see it. I said, you said I was the greatest, but you're going to see. I'm fast, sucker. I'm going to burn you up. You're fighting your idol. Hmm. I talked through the whole fight. I said, come on, sucker. I said, show me something. They told me you could hit hard. You're just a sissy. Come on, sucker. Show me something. Oh, I grabbed his head sometimes, and I said, look at you. Look at you. Round 7, and you're tired. You have 8 more rounds to go. And he's just throwing them. He's breathing. I said, oh, you finished, boy. You are in trouble. I said, you don't have but 2 chances, slim and none.
Muhammad Ali, of course, post George Foreman in 1974, the rumble in the jungle, of course, it bankrupted the entire country of Zaire, Africa. President Mobutu, he tried to get George Foreman to not leave the country. What happened was George Foreman got cut in training, so George said, oh, I'm packing up, I'm going back home. So George went to the airport. Mobutu said, no, with machine guns. He said no with machine guns. He didn't say you couldn't leave. They just had a bunch of machine guns there, so George sort of took the hint, went back to the hotel. Of course, George would fight like 5 or 6 weeks later after the cut healed and lose his title, I believe, in the 8th round to Muhammad Ali in the Rumble in the Jungle. Now, we take it from Zaire, Africa to the Bronx to bring the Bronx Bomber. Of course, I'm talking about boxing's PhD, Mr. Socrates Palmer. And how are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, Pedro. How are you feeling?
Doing pretty good. Let's talk about Canelo Alvarez, of course, and possibly Jermell Charlo now. Of course, the 160-pound Charlo. He's 32 and zip, 22 KOs. He hasn't fought. Come June 19th, it'll be 2 years since the guy's fought. Is that why Canelo's wanting to fight him now, because he's so active?
There could be a reason. I'm sure that's a factor. To me, it's probably the fight that might be the safest route for Canelo, because I don't think that the fight with Bivol is beneficiary to him in terms of him winning. I think Bivol is just too big and too good. And Jermell Charlo has shown vulnerability, and he has not fought in almost 2 years. And it's, the date that they're looking at is September. It's going to be 3 months? Yeah. 2 years and about 3 more months. So, yeah, ring rust will definitely be a factor in that fight.
So if Canelo's not willing to fight Bivol, he's obviously not going to step in there with Beterbiev, is he?
Absolutely not. And of course, the other name that it seemed like it was going to be a done deal was Badou Jack, but he would be going up to cruiserweight, which I I mean, Badu Jack has a lot of miles on him, but I don't think anyone wants to see that fight. And Canelo, we saw how he looked chubby and puffy when he fought B-Ball. How's he going to look at cruiserweight?
Listen, his last great win is going to be the night, the November 6, 2021 win against Caleb Plant, TKO in 11. That will go down as his last great win. I think that he's done. I'm not trying to say he's like stick a fork in him done, but he's pretty much done as far as the upper echelon of boxing is concerned. I think that he's got to pick his spots now. I think that David Benavidez would probably make a big money fight. I mean, I think there would be some noise that. I think that Benavidez could talk up the game. Canelo's going to bring his end. I think with the two of them working it, I think that could be a multi-million dollar event. But I don't think Canelo wants to go in that direction. I think he's 32 years old, and I think he's on the downside of the other hill. He's on the downside of the other side of the hill. He's going down.
I'd have to agree, especially his performance against Ryder. He wasn't as spectacular as you expected, right? He was supposed to
But Ryder was fighting for a country. He was fighting. I mean, the poor guy. The king was being anointed that day, and the king was being crowned. I mean, it was the biggest day. It was probably the biggest day in Europe outside of like Princess Di maybe dying. I mean, it was a big day in Europe, especially in the UK. So this was a day that he just. I mean, I saw what he was doing. He was fighting on guts and glory. And the bottom line is, he wanted to go the route. And I think it may hurt him down the road as far as residual effects are concerned. But he was doing it out of pride.
You know what? He probably fought the fight of his life that night. And him getting up from that right hand when it looked like he was done,
yeah,
showed a lot of heart, a lot of guts, and he took a lot of punishment at the end of that fight. And he also had his moments. You know, he never hurt Canelo, but he was just a pesky guy, and he kept throwing punches. And he landed on Canelo. Canelo's lucky that Ryder was not a power puncher.
Okay, so he beats John Ryder. Before that, he beats Gennady Golovkin and Triple G. Of course, that was a fight that, I don't know. I mean, Canelo won, but it wasn't something where he looked spectacular. He has not looked good, I think, since the Caleb Plant fight. So I think that's going to be his last post-signature win. Now, as far as Charlo is concerned, what are his injuries, man, besides above the shoulders?
Just don't know if boxing is a priority for Jermaine Charlo. He recently was on a back and forth on Instagram Live with Demetrius Andrade, another guy who's two guys are just sitting around waiting for the Canelo lotto ticket.
But you know how Deontay Wilder is much watch TV, right?
Yes.
Demetrius Andrade is must not watch TV.
He's a good cure for insomnia. How's that?
I don't know. Pierce, what's up? He's had a couple opportunities. At 154, they gave him a title. I think they at 160, they gave him a title, and now he's campaigning at 168. The guys are even bigger, and he has yet to have one signature fight.
Right. And he also declined the fight with Ryder. That originally he was supposed to be the dance partner for John Ryder. So
shame on him then. Shame on him. If he ran away from Ryder, now I'm not trying to say Ryder is less than stellar or anything like that, or less than world class, but if he ran away from Ryder, what more can we say? Bottom line is, Canelo, of course, is going to do this in September, him and Charlo. Probably do it in Vegas, because, you know, Charlo's a big guy out of Texas and New Mexico, and he draw from down there. But the fight will be in Vegas without a doubt. Is it time to put Canelo maybe in the last time in the outdoor stadium there, the Allegiant Stadium where the Raiders play? Do you think it's time to put a big fight in there?
I mean, I would love it. I would love for it just because, you know, the last few years, I always felt that boxing, the stage, you know, or the setting is just as important as the fight. Like, back in the day, you know, that open venue at Caesar's Palace, like, it was cool. And even if you go on, you know, YouTube and you see those fights, like, they had its own personality. Now, you know, it's just homogenized, either MGM or what's the other place?
The Fan Man. Let me tell you, do you remember the Fan Man, the guy that came in there on the on the parachute?
Bowen Holyfield, yes.
Man, they beat his, can I say it on ASS. They were hitting them over the head with cell phones back when cell phones looked like bricks.
Yes. That was an epic event. That was Riddick Bowe Holyfield too.
Yeah, the fan, man, they beat him almost to death. He died about 2 or 3 years later, some unknown causes. But yeah, that was his claim to fame. Parachuting in to Caesar's Palace, of course. The Mirage had outdoor fights. Caesar's had outdoor fights. They were probably the two. The Riviera had outdoor fights. The Las Vegas Hilton had outdoor fights. So those are the venues that had outdoor venues as far as Las Vegas was concerned. Of course, big time fights. Back in the days, of course, we're talking, wow, the Riviera did Mary Larry Holmes. Riviera did a lot of good fights. I think Riviera was hooked up with the mob myself because I was working with them. And I sort of, those guys, they always went into one office. I always wonder why they went into this one office. There's always security in front of this door, but they went into this one office. It had 24-hour security on it. What do you think? That was their vault. That was their vault. There was 24-hour security on this door at the Riviera Hotel. 24-hour security on this door. And it was just an office. It was like, I mean, it had a desk in it. I mean, nothing. You know, nothing outside of pedestrians. Seriously, so I was of the opinion that that was their little, you know, they can go in there and talk quietly.
Good safe place.
Well, you know, and then the guy that was running the Riviera, I won't mention his name now, but I sort of, yeah, you know, let's let it go. But anyway, he went on to win the Indian reservations. Of course, when the authorities made that last move on Las Vegas as far as getting the mob out, he had to go. So bottom line is, I guess he was a mobster. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA, of course, coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. My guest, Socrates Palmer, of course, he is basically my co-host here on Saturdays, each and every Saturday here. We come to you live at 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 2 p.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern time, live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com, and, of course, live on the WBC Facebook down there and coming out of Mexico City. Of course, we want to thank Daniela Jackman and John Jackman, of course, with Vive TV for putting this all together. We're hoping the audio is improving, but the bottom line is we are trying on this end, they are trying on that end. Eventually, it will be perfect. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk. Let's go to an early break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
See you, Josh Taylor. I'm gonna see a Rona right now. It is about me, and it's my show, and it's about me and him, and Saturday night.
We're talking about Regis Progress here. Of course, a quick clip from him. Tonight he hooks it up with a guy by the name of Daniel Zorrilla, 17-1, 13 KOs out of Puerto Rico. Of course, he pretty decent fighter. I don't know if he's got much of a chance here. Does he have much of a chance here? I mean, he's coming in at the last minute. I think he was a last-minute substitute, or he wasn't the guy they were going to fight a month and a half ago. So what's up with this guy?
Well, he's got the pedigree of being from Puerto Rico, right? So that I always put some stock into that. You know, you come from a place where there's a fight culture. Does he have a chance? I think the only chance he has is Regis underestimates him, and plus the fact Regis is fighting at home. And when you're fighting at home, there's a lot of distractions, you know, and there's that letdown factor. I mean, he's not a big name as El Zorro, who's that translates to the Fox. So Regis may be, you know, not up for this type of opponent, and it could surprise him. But Regis Prograis is, in my estimation, the best 140-pound in the world. He's a guy that's he's an exciting fighter. You know, he's not going to use the cliche must-watch TV, but the guy gives you your money's worth. That's for sure. An exciting fighter that could punch, and you know, to me, he's the best 140 right now.
Bobby Benton trains him, of course, down there in Texas. I think they're in Houston. But bottom line is, he is talented without a doubt. Now, how did he lose to Josh Taylor? Was it the environment, the fact he had to go over to the Europe and fight him there?
I think Josh just outworked him. You know, he was a little bit more active down the stretch. It was a close fight. Maybe if that fight happens in the States, maybe it goes the other way. A lot of close rounds. That was part of that that tournament that the Zone had to crown the was it the World Series or something like that? I can't remember the exact name, you know. But it was probably Josh Taylor at his peak, you know, that night.
28-1, 24 KOs, calls Houston, of course, home. I'm talking about Regis Progress. Of course, Daniel Zorrilla has a 17-1, 13 KOs. He lost by KO to Arnold Barbosa out of L.A., who's now 28-0. Does he ring any bells?
Arnold Barbosa, he's an up-and-comer. He's undefeated, like you said, out of California. He's going to be in that mix probably the end of the year for a title shot at 140 pounds. I believe he's a top rank.
Okay, speaking, if you were a betting man, where would the betting line be as far as Progress and the Zorrilla guy is concerned?
I haven't seen the odds, but I would have to say Regis has to be at least a 10-1. 10-1 favorite, and the knockout. I mean, if you're going to try to bet this fight, you know, if you don't have any money to, you know, that you're not going to miss, you can take a shot at Zorrilla. Why not? Maybe even go in the distance.
Okay. Down under, last time we saw Tim Zhu, he snuffed out Tony Harrison, which is left to Tony Harrison. Of course, that was March of 2023. A TKO-9, it was a brutal stoppage, without a doubt. They call him the Soul Taker. Tim Zhu, the son of Kasha Zhu, the former world junior welterweight linear champion. Of course, 22-0, 16 KOs. Carlos Ocampo, 35-2, 23 wax. He lost a decision to Sebastian Fundora. No shame in that. Of course, a 6-foot guy that got drilled by Brian Mendoza earlier this year and lost the WBC 154-pound crown. And he was stopped by Errol Spence in 2018. There's no shame in that.
No, not at all. You know, those are losses against two top guys. He's a smaller guy by nature. He turned pro at welterweight, so that could definitely be a factor. Tim Zhu's a big junior middleweight. It's nice to see Tim Zhu active, not just sitting around waiting for Jermall Charlo to heal up. Going into a tough environment in Australia, you know, even though Ocampo has that fight culture, he's Mexican, I'm sure he's going to give a good effort, but it's going to be a tough task to beat Tim Zhu in Australia.
You know, for some reason, I couldn't figure out why the Sacramento Kings could beat the Warriors in Sacramento, but couldn't beat the Warriors in Oakland. I just couldn't. I've always been mind blown by that. How hometown court, how home court advantage gives you a couple of points, this and that. And of course, when you fight at home in the world of boxing, of course, that's even a bigger advantage without a doubt. Tim Zhu fighting home down under. I mean, good Lord. And what did I put it this way? I mean, I think Sergio, I think Mr. Ocampo can fight a little bit, but the bottom line is, at the end of the day, he's not getting out of there with a win. No way, no how.
Not if it goes to the decision. Absolutely, he better knock Tim Zhu out. Okay. That's how you probably have to look at it.
So what are we looking at? 3.5 to 1 here, 4 to 1.
It's about fair, yeah. But Ocampo's a tough guy. You know, if the fight goes to the decision, would not be shocked. Tim Zhu, of course, is looking for the knockout. But he's going to have to bring it, because I don't think Ocampo's coming to lay down.
Okay. Edgar Berlanga's coming back. He's super middleweight from Puerto Rico. You like Puerto Rican fighters. How come he doesn't make it for me anymore? I mean, he was a stud. He was knocking out guys in the first round. Then he did he get exposed, or was he just extended the route?
I think Edgar Berlanga's problem is that he tried to become a celebrity before he became a credible fighter. And that's
Ryan Garcia made money doing that.
Yeah, he did. But Edgar was, you know, hanging around with rappers, and it happens a lot. I don't know, it must be a New York thing. We saw that with Zab Judah, guys like Adrian Broner. They get intoxicated by the hip hop lifestyle. He's got a pretty girlfriend, you know, had a kid, everyone telling him how great he was. He had the top ranked machine behind him. And once they stepped up the competition and knockouts started coming fewer and far between, he started to get hit more. He even got dropped. And eventually him and Top Rank parted ways. The one thing I've learned, he went back to his original trainer, Mark Ferrate, when he turned pro. He was his original trainer, his training back in Florida. So maybe that will bring back some of the good habits. And maybe less distractions for Edgar.
Okay, as far as freaks are concerned, Jake Paul, of course, is going to take on Nate Diaz. I shouldn't say that Jake Paul's a freak. Jake Paul's a work in progress. But the bottom line is, he's a YouTube type of guy. They're going to fight 185 pounds. When Nate Diaz found out he couldn't smoke weed in Texas, you should have seen the look on his. I wish I could play that video clip. I mean, you would not believe the look on his face. It was like they told him his mother had just died or something like that. It was like... I couldn't believe it. So he goes, yeah, I don't take steroids, but there's plenty of weed in me. They go, yeah, well, in Texas, you can't smoke weed. Say, what? people still go to prison in Texas for marijuana.
That's crazy.
That is a little bit crazy. Earl Spence and Terrence Crawford is finally signed. Of course, Battle of the Unbeatens, July 29th, undisputed welterweight title. Of course, 147 pounds. It'll be on pay-per-view. It'll probably turn some cranks as far as the pay-per-view end of the business is concerned. But neither of these guys are real big draws on pay-per-view, are they? Is Earl Spence a big draw on pay-per-view? Is Terrence Crawford a big draw on pay-per-view? Are they a big draw together?
I think it'll be a big draw together. I actually, before we went on the air, I checked SeatGeek, because we're about 6 weeks away from this fight, and there's still plenty of fight tickets left. You know, they're fighting at the T-Mobile Arena, so that kind of gives you an indication on whether they ring the bell for the casual fight fan. Or, you know, it's not... Unfortunately, this is not Leonard Hearns, right? Which, you know, some people always go back to. Whenever we think about a big welterweight showdown, Leonard Hearns won. The difference is, those two, Sugar Ray Leonard was a superstar before he turned pro, and both guys were under 30. When they
25 and 23.
Yeah, you know, literally in their physical primes. These guys are on the back end. Errol just turned 33 years old.
And Crawford's 35.
Yeah, 35. Neither one are household names outside of the boxing nerds like us, right? No one knows who Errol Spence is if you're not a hardened fight fan. And less know Terrence Crawford. With that said, you know, it should be a good fight because they're both evenly matched. They're both the best that fighter that each one has fought. Will it do the good, the pay-per-view numbers like Garcia and Tank Davis? No. Tank and Ryan, I believe, made 800,000 buys. I think this will be probably over three, okay, at least. Yeah, let's say over three. Right. And as far as tickets, you know.
Real quick. What happened to Julian Williams from Philadelphia? He's taking on Carlos Adames next week, I think, for the WBC interim title at 160. What happened to him?
J-Rock, who's trained by the Breadman, Stephen Edwards. He caught a bad loss. I mean, after he beat Jared Hurd, he got upset by Jason Rosario, Dominican fighter. Lost his title, and after that, he lost to a Mexican by decision. But he recently fought. I think he's now campaigning at 160. Carlos Adames is a tough guy. He's on a winning streak since he lost to the Brazilian fighter, Teixeira, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he's kind of turned things around. Both guys need this win, right? And but I think Julian Williams may be too many miles on him, you know, and he's not a real middleweight. Adames is on the hot streak. I'd have to go with Adames.
Tim Zhu inside the distance. Regis Progress both inside the distance tonight.
Yeah, I think so. I think people can go to bed early tonight. Yeah, I think both get stopped. I say Tim within 9, and Regis within 6.
Boxing's PhD Socrates Palmer appearing exclusively on Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV. Have a good week, Sock.
Thank you, brother, and happy Father's Day to all the listeners and to you, my brother.
Thank you so much.
Love you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
The sort of place they really care about you. It's kind of rough, but that's all right with me. Because I dig the vibe, and I like the company. It's so wonderful.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, hurts, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
It doesn't faze me what anyone says about me. It doesn't matter what anyone says about me. I mean, I'm a totally different entity what other people think. Michael and Tyson are two different people. I'm Tyson here. To my children and my wife, I'm Mike and Daddy, but I'm Tyson here. Tyson's nothing. Tyson's just a freak. Tyson's just somebody that generates a ton of money. No one knows me. No one has any kind of consideration for my feelings, my pain, anything I've ever been through in my life.
Iron Mike Tyson, of course, the former world heavyweight champion. Of course, last time we saw him, he was like playing with Roy Jones about a year and a half ago. Talked about coming back actually as a full-time boxer. He thought about that for about 3 days, of course. Speaking of guys that boxed at one point in time, UFC star Conor McGregor, my buddy. Yeah, right. Anyway, bottom line is the drunk that he is. I mean, he's turned into like a stone-cold alcoholic. I mean, I don't care what you say. Every time I see him, he looks inebriated. And the fact that he's like puffed up, you know, like somebody inflated him with air, like a balloon, okay? That and the fact that, you know, there's been rumored he's had cocaine issues, this and that. At the end of the day, Conor McGregor's a mess. He'll never, ever fight again. He'll never get down to 145 or 155 pounds ever again. Anyway, evidently, at the in Miami, during Game 4 of the NBA Finals last week, evidently, he led some girl into a bathroom. And evidently, they slammed the door, shut the door, and then something spit happened in the bathroom. Bottom line is, the girl says she was sexually assaulted. He says it was a shakedown. And, of course, then they came out with the movie. It was the flick of him leading her into the bathroom. So, obviously, it doesn't look like as much of a shakedown as it did without the film, right? Without the video, like, that's just the way it is. The video you can't get away from video. Conor McGregor is probably going to get some lose some money on this one if he doesn't end up doing some criminal charges. But the bottom line is, he's a piece of work. Here's what it says. Video obtained by TMZ on Thursday showed McGregor leading the woman, who has not been identified, by the hand to the restroom area. Several individuals can be seen standing at the door before it is ultimately shut. Okay. In letters to the NBA, the Heat, and McGregor's representatives, attorney Ariel Mitchell detailed her client's allegations, which include an accusation that NBA and Miami Heat security helped separate the alleged victim from her friend and forced her into a bathroom where McGregor and his security team were, and that's how she was assaulted. So evidently, in this bathroom, it was just Conor and his security team. Man, why does this guy need a security team? He's not Muhammad Ali. He's not Manny Pacquiao. I mean, he's just some drunk Irishman. That's about it. That's all that guy is a drunk Irishman. He's not much of a fighter anymore. Hasn't fought in a long time. Of course, when he got his comeuppance a couple of times, and he's walked away. I mean, he made all that money with the vodka and the booze and all that kind of good stuff, the whiskey. He's got his own brand and more power to him. I'm not knocking him for making money. Okay, I'm not. But he's made a clown. He's made a spectacle out of himself time and time again. Okay, I mean. The cocaine issues, the cocaine rumors. Obviously, he's a boozer. I mean, without a doubt, he's got a hell of a booze problem. And the fact that the chick walked into the bathroom with him, was led into the bathroom, and then his security team shut the door and made sure nobody can go in or out, that tells me something went down. Maybe she didn't want to be part of it. Think about that. Bottom line is, Conor McGregor, he should get what he... Put it this way. Let the justice system roll. Just like the justice system's rolling with other people here in the United States that we never thought would happen. Let the justice system do its thing as far as Conor McGregor's concerned. But I hope he has to pay. Shakur Stevenson, looking for a big fight. Of course, the 135-pound rage, without a doubt, undefeated 2016 Olympic silver medalist. How do you only win the silver? Anyway, bottom line is they say he's the best at 135. Better than Devin Haney. Better than, obviously, George Kambosos, who Devin Haney beat not once but twice. Speaking of Kambosos, he's trying to say that Tim Zhu's the next rage at 154. We'll see. Tim Zhu's got a formidable foe in front of him tonight, but he'll get through that one. Of course, we'll see what happens when he steps up to 154. Maybe he fights the other Charlo. There's Jermall Charlo. He's at 160, and Jermall Charlo is at 154. So Jermall Charlo is a 154-pound champion. 160-pound champion is the guy that's going to fight Canelo in September. He, of course, he's 33 and zip, 22 KOs. Can he fight? Yeah, he can. Somebody shot me. He can fight, without a doubt. I mean, Charlo can fight. A good boxer, good smooth boxer. And this is just the type of style that Canelo's avoided for a long time. I mean, and that's the knock on Canelo. He hasn't fought certain ethnic groups. That's what they tried. That's what the insiders say. Well, he doesn't like fighting black guys. Well, what does that mean? Anyway, bottom line is he's fought some black guys over his time. But Charlo is a slick type of boxer, going to slick and move, going to try to get some pop on his 100 right hand, this and that, see if he can do it at 168. We'll see how that goes down. But that is the fight, and it's going to happen if they can meet on dollars and cents. And I think that Charlo, if he's smart, he's going to take this money and run with it. He's just going to, I mean, because you're not going to get another shot at Canelo. Canelo's going to be done pretty soon. I mean, he's got one or two fights left. No, after this one, maybe one or two fights. If he beats Charlo, he's got a couple of fights left, maybe. If he doesn't beat Charlo, he's done. Stick a fork in him. Of course, Dmitry Bivol going to hook it up with Artur Beterbiev to the undisputed 175-pound championship. Of course, Beterbiev is 18 a zipper, 19 a zip, 19 knockouts, the WBC champion. He's not handsome. He doesn't fight handsome. He's not a handsome guy. I want to restrate that over and over. He's not a handsome guy, but he rumbles like you will not believe. I'm talking about Artur Beterbiev. He fights ugly. He is ugly. No, I don't knock him out, but you know he just is. But he is a guy at 175 now. Nobody wants to touch him, except maybe Dmitry Bivol. Of course, Bivol's a guy that beat Canelo Alvarez handily last year, without a doubt. Handily. Of course, they want to do that rematch again. I think Canelo was talking about the rematch, and I don't think he ever put forth the money. I really don't think so. Speaking of money, Canelo turned down $55 million from David Benavidez's promoter, Samson, to fight Benavidez in September. So he turned down $55 million. Man, if you turn down $55 million off the top, it's a guarantee. He must be making a lot of money. Canelo must be making a lot of money. I mean, upwards of $55 million if he had to let that go. Think about that. If that was the best offer on the table, Canelo would have probably took that. But it wasn't. So he can make more money fighting other guys, more power to him. Straight up, I think it's time to stick a fork in him. I think he's way done. Way, way overdone. As far as the world of MMA is concerned, let's go back to the world. I like kicking Dana White. I do. I like kicking Dana White. And, of course, Dana White perpetuated, sort of brought us Conor McGregor. I mean, Conor wasn't known before he hit the UFC. He did some fights in Europe and this and that, as far as like lesser known MMA entities, things like that. But he never really became a star until he came to the UFC. And of course, speaking of the UFC, last week Amanda Nunes, man, she pitched a 5-round shutout over this girl. She's gay, okay, Amanda. Now, I'm not knocking the fact she's gay, but she beat up on this girl so bad that she should be arrested for domestic violence. I mean, it was like ugly. I mean, she beat up this girl ugly. 50-44, 50-44, and 50-43 were the scorecards. Put it to you this way. If it was a shutout, it would be 50-45. So it was a shutout plus. In other words, one judge gave him two extra points. One judge gave her one extra point. But the bottom line is two judges gave her one extra point. But I got to tell you, that was a one-sided beatdown. Charles Oliveira beat Benil Dariush with a TKO in the first round, 4 minutes and 10 seconds, and that was a co-feature. Outside of that, there are no names on the Dana White schedule. Why? Because Dana White has no names. It's all about Dana White. It's Dana. It's Dana, Dana, Dana. Nothing else. Anyway, next up, they're going to do something. I think the UFC is trying to put together John Jones against some epic challenge. Of course, the only epic challenge out there is Francis Ngannou. I mean, that's the only fight people I want to see. The only fight I think the UFC fans want to see. Of course, Ngannou allegedly had signed a multi-fight deal with the International Fight League. Of course, they come to us, I believe, out of Asia, and he signed a multi-million dollar deal with them, and he says he's going to get a cut of the pay-per-views and that kind of good stuff. I think he could have made with the UFC, but he just didn't want to be Dana's bitch. That's what it was. More than anything else, Ngannou didn't want to be with Dana White. He didn't want to be around Dana White, and I can't blame him. I mean, I met Dana White a long, long time ago when he came to Vegas. Of course, he was a 4-round, 6-round schlub. A trainer training, you know, B guys out of Boston, East Boston, of course, and Whitey Bulger threatened him. Said basically, you got to give us some money or you got to get out of town. He got out of town. He went to Las Vegas. He met the Fertitta brothers. They bought the USC for like $1 million. They sold it for $4.2 billion. Holy cow. Anyway, more power to them as far as their business acumen is concerned. But Dana White now is the face of the UFC. And it's like Dana. He's got his own slap fighting league now. They're slap fighting each other. I mean, you know what? Having been slapped by my mother many times, but one time in particular, she caught me cutting school. She slapped me so hard my ears rang for 3 days. I told her later in life when I was a policeman, you know what? When you hit me that time and my ears rang for 3 days, you should have been arrested for child abuse. She said, you're lucky I didn't kill you. Anyway, bottom line, she caught me cutting school. That's moms for you. But no, slaps, you can get concussions slapping people. I don't think that's cool. But Dana's willing to exploit, and he's like the biggest exploiter of human beings I know in the world right now. Not only MMA, I mean, this slap thing, you get people hurt. I mean, there are some people that shouldn't be getting slapped, people that shouldn't be getting hit, people that shouldn't be getting contact. I mean, remember that guy that fought out there on 3rd Street here in San Francisco about 8 or 10 years ago. Of course, he was one of these square guys, these white collar type of boxers, you know, like a stockbroker, this and that. They put him in a real fight. He got killed. Some people should not box. They just shouldn't. I mean, some people shouldn't be in MMA either. But the fact that MMA, of course, 3 times more likely to give you CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, than boxing, and of course, the NFL is twice as more likely to give you the CTE. Of course, CTE is chronic brain damage. You don't come back from that. It's like unrecoverable brain damage. Of course, CTE, of course, is something that they discovered in, I think they did autopsies of 125 football players from the NFL. I think it was 125, some number like 112, 125, something like that. But guess what? Only one person out of the 112 didn't have CT. You know what he did in the football field? He was a kicker. He was a punter. Nobody ever touched the guy. So the bottom line is, that's why he doesn't have CT. So CTE is like big time in the NFL. They're trying their best to make the NFL a little bit more injury, you know, I mean, because you see these guys. I see these guys at gigs, you know, and they don't show these guys up too much. And, you know, I'm talking about ex-NFL players. You don't see a whole lot of them on TV doing the color commentary, this and that, because a lot of them are damaged. I mean, you talk about punch-drunk fighters. I've met more punch-drunk NFL guys per capita because there's more punch-drunk NFL guys than there is punch-drunk boxers because there's more NFL guys, period. There just is, okay? But a lot of guys I've seen, like Mark Gastineau, of course, the sack exchange, Mr. New York Jets, he was like the player, big-time playboy there in New York City, of course, and he wanted to turn pro, and Rick Parker, the fraudulent promoter, of course, Rick Elvis Parker out of Florida, the man that became... He became a millionaire by he discovered that magic green stuff. You know that green stuff you pour in and it'll clean anything? That's what he discovered. I kid you not. So anyway, he was a boxing promoter and he got a hold of Mark Gastineau. He said, you know what, Mark? I can get you a fight with George Foreman. Big time money. So, you know, Mark has a few fights and I think he had about 13 or 14 fights. He went like 13-1, something like that. But anyway, I'm interviewing him one day and after a fight in Reno, Nevada, I think it was the Greg Haugen Boom Boom Mancini card. I'm pretty sure that was a card. And I had to get his attention by stepping on his foot. In other words, I'm talking to the guy and he's not looking at me. I'm going, hey, Mark, hey, Mark, hey, Mark, hey, Mark. He wasn't looking at me. So that's when I sort of first discovered that there was something wrong with football players. I didn't realize up to that point. And then I realized, you know, some of the guys that I went to high school with that played high school football, and these guys took some hellacious beatings. I mean, head-to-head, helmets, this and that, right? Some of those guys are a little off now. One guy in particular is really off, and I wondered over the years why the guy was off. Now I tie it back into high school football. That's why I'm down on high school football. I just am. I mean, you got guys out there. I had a coach in South City. His name was Ray DeYoung. And he would put guys in there, you know, you got your bell rung, you got a concussion, you got knocked out. You can get carried off on a stretcher. He'd put you in 3 plays later. That's just the way Ray DeYoung was. He was a piece of work without a doubt. Of course, he got on me one time, and I was capping on him. I wrote for the school newspaper. He got me good one time, though. I was talking some spit about him, spit with an H, right in front of him, right to his face, right? He took a basketball, hit me right in the face with it. I mean, I wasn't even, boom, hit me right there. You know, more power to him, power. You got over that one time, but the bottom line is, we sort of wrote you out of the script there at South City. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. The UFC tonight on ESPN from the Apex Center in Las Vegas. Of course, next week it'll be the UFC from Jacksonville, Florida. After that, they're back at the Apex Center, T-Mobile Arena. Of course, Volkanovski versus Rodriguez. That's going to go down UFC 290. Of course, that's going to go down July 8th. That is the signature card of the year for them. Alexander Volkanovski and Yair Rodriguez. Of course, both of them are interim champions at 145 pounds. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You know, you remember Steve Perry? He was the lead singer of Journey for a long time. Of course, they've got a replacement now. But the bottom line is, he has some issues regarding cocaine, and he couldn't perform without cocaine. Well, guess what? I've come to the realization I can't perform without caffeine. I just can't. I mean, today as I've been struggling, trying to get words out, I said to myself, after the open, I sort of fell apart. So the bottom line is, I do need my caffeine. Steve Perry needs his cocaine, or needed his cocaine. That's why he didn't perform after that, because he needed drugs, so he had stage fright. Without the drugs, he couldn't perform. So the bottom line is, of course, he walked away from a zillion-dollar deal. They offered him like incredible amounts of money, and he just wouldn't come back. So more power to him and Steve Perry. But the bottom line is, I need my coffee. Straight up, this has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, Anthony Joshua, Eddie Hearn is promoter, of course, promoter extraordinaire, the guy that's lost $2 billion on his own. He's got Anthony Joshua, and he's talking about a rematch with Dillian White. I mean, why would they want to fight again? Didn't Anthony Joshua knock him out in like seven rounds in like 2015 or something like that? I don't care if it was 7 or 8 years ago, but he's already knocked the guy out. So what does he need to fight the guy again for? But bottom line is, Anthony Joshua's he's lost. I mean, he's got those people down there in Saudi Arabia giving him a lot of money to fight anybody. But he seems lost. He has like a rudderless ship. That's the best way to describe Anthony Joshua. Sort of like me today, a rudderless ship. I kid you not. I need my caffeine. I got to go back to that. In fact, you know what? There should be a coffee machine in this place for me, so I have to go to McDonald's every morning. Daniel, are you listening to me here? You get that coffee machine here by next week. Like, espresso. I like espresso. I do. No, I used to. At one point in time, I remember one time I used to do TV shows. I used to take four shots of espresso. Four shots of them. Like, boom, you know. Four shots before a fight. Boom, yeah, before a fight. That was sort of cool. My mother would sneak the espresso into the dressing room and be like in a cup. She'd give me this cup. People would say, what's in the magic bottle? Like Panama Lewis? Are you sneaking in some type of drugs and this and that? It was caffeine. It was straight up espresso. But the bottom line is, I fought with caffeine. Without caffeine, I wouldn't have made it. Just like this show, I needed some caffeine. Straight up, this has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I want to thank the people in Texas putting this up, of course, on the WBC page. Talk about Daniela and John Jackman, Double J. I hope all is well down there in Texas. Until next time, keep your hands up, your chin down. Most importantly, keep your feet off. Have a nice day. This has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide.